Members of the Eastern Equatoria State Legislative Assembly could not agree on the proposal to review how money was allocated in the 2022-2023 budget report. Some lawmakers who walked out during a debate session on the budget report say the State Minister of Finance should answer questions on how money in the 2022-2023 budget was spent. Vitali Ofire Raphael, Chief Whip of the Sudan People Liberation Movement in opposition, or SPLMIO in the State Legislative Assembly, says line items in the minister's report do not match budget allocated for fiscal year 2022-2023, and lawmakers need to understand why.
The Ministry of Road and Bridges, that gets 156 million. But during the presentation, we found that the Minister of Finance said the Ministry of Road and Bridges has been given 1.9 billion. A lot of money, which never happened. Even the ministry did not receive even 100 million. We are responsible for scrutinizing the budget until we allocate to the ministries. So we have the copies of that budget for fiscal year 2022-23. We come and realize that the salaries to the civil servants, the differences were not given. These civil servants, the workforce is supposed to be paid the difference, which never happened. But they are in the column of salaries. They calculated times 12 months.
Taban Oliver William is the chief whip of a group called the Other Political Parties. William, who represents Magwi County in the State Assembly, is urging members to check the financial report before signing off to avoid more accounting errors.
There are people who are not contented with what the members inside wanted to do. That's why I voted not pro the passing of the report. To me, there is no dead budget, because once you are bringing to the house a report, that is a live report. Passing it means you have accepted all the mistakes inside the budget. Yeah, when we look at the number that voted, there are 27, and we who are inside, who are against that passing of the report, we are 5. Where we have the present member, 64. That means half of the members were outside. So they move out, because it is not really to our expectation that motion will be raised without the minister responding to the question raised to him.
Margaret Ito, chief whip of the ruling Sudan People Liberation Movement party, loyal to President Salva Kiir in the assembly, declined to comment on the standoff over the budget report debate. Peter Lokujulo Tirimoy, the state minister of finance, says his office has no obligation to call spending agencies to collect funds allocated to them in the state budget.
After the allocation of the budget, they always can write to the Ministry of Finance. Ministry of Finance had to release that amount. Went through the ministry, none again the business of Ministry of Finance. It is direct their responsibility. If there is anything checking and balance, it is audit chamber they want to go to check how this money use it. As the Ministry of Finance, I cannot call somebody to come, you take your money. You have to write, demand, request, then you can be given.
The Minister of Finance says the presentation of the fiscal year 2022-2023 budget report was delayed because members of the assembly went for a lengthy recess and the parliament building was under renovation. Lawmakers from the SPLM party overruled the proposal to review spending in the 2022-2023 budget. For VOA News, I'm Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting from Eastern Equatorial Capital, Torit.